Hey there, sleepyhead. You have a good nap? Good to hear. You earned it after all that roadhead earlier. Ugh, good thing my car has leather seats. It'll be easier to clean up all the spit and cum you drooled out while you were going down on me. Speaking of going down, sorry again about holding you all the way down on my cock like that. That state trooper was following way too close for comfort. And I'm pretty sure deep-throating me and making out with my balls counts as distracting the driver. Come on, you saw how close they were, dude. Oh, wait, you were too busy polishing my shaft with your tonsils, huh? Look, the point is, if your head suddenly popped up out of my lap, they would have gotten sus and they might have pulled us over. And I don't think I could have got my pants up without breaking my dick in half, so sorry, dude. Hey, you took it like a champ anyway. Nearly 20 minutes bottom down on my cock, drooling over my nuts with them pressed into the side of your face? Then barely gagging while I emptied my load straight down your throat? Ugh, seriously, bro. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. You've got some kind of gift. You're like some kind of, I don't know, like a dick-adoring, ball-draining, cum-guzzling, cock-sleeve prodigy. Yeah, we've still got another couple of hours before we get there. Ugh, thanks again for helping me out. I was definitely in a bind before you stepped up to save my butt. Well, yeah, normally we can get a volunteer from campus to head over to our dorm for the seminar, but last year's session got a little rough on the guy we had helping. I think the cum dump. Sorry, that's kind of our nickname for the coaching aide. Anyway, I think they padded their resume. They bit off more than they could chew and got royally fucked by some of the students. Literally. Normally that would be par for the course, like, the whole point of the week-long workshop is to help teach college-age fuda who aren't sexually experienced how to practice safe, satisfying sex with men and women, right? The fuda who are more interested in women go in one group, and the ones who like men go in another. The workshops take only a couple hours, and then they get a couple hours of free time to practice and experiment with the cum dumps. But after the second day, a bunch of the students got a bit fuck drunk and decided to have some extra fun with the guy helping their group. They ended up turning him into a communal fuck toy for the rest of the night. They even invited some of their friends and ran a train till sunrise. I didn't even know you could fit that many people in one of the dorm rooms. I'm just happy I wasn't involved last year. I heard the janitors went off their nut and made the whole group clean up their mess. Took 2 days to clean up that room, and it reeked of sex and stale jizz for like a month. Anyway, they gangbanged that poor kid into a cum-drenched, blubbering mess, and he spent the rest of the week in the infirmary. Then the story got out, and let's just say we've had trouble finding volunteers for this year's session. Well, okay, I've had trouble finding since I'm dorm mom this semester. So yeah, thank you for helping me out. It means a lot, baby bro. You'll be great, don't worry. Trust me, you've got the skills to handle what those girls are going to put you through. And I'm not going to let them run an out-of-control train on you. I'll make sure they give you plenty of water and rest breaks while they take their turns. Like, I remember the guy in my freshman year group. He made it to the fourth day before he tapped out. Which is better than last year, but still, I mean, what are you doing volunteering to be a human sex toy for something like a week-long futonari sex ed course if you can't even handle getting DP spit-roasted for a couple hours? Yeah, luckily they managed to round a junior who seemed eager to tap in as backup, even if he took dick like a bitch. I heard he was sitting on a hemorrhoid cushion and downing throat lozenges like candy for the next couple of weeks. Yeah, I'm fine, don't worry. I'll take a break at the next rest stop I see. In the meantime, if you want to get in a little more practice before we get there, I think I'm more than ready to feel those tonsils massage my dick again. Aw, shit. Is that another cop car? I'm kidding. But seriously, though, suck my cock. Aw, hey there, cutie. Damn, you look great in your uniform. Ready to rumble? I mean, it's what every assistant has to wear, so it's kind of like a uniform, I guess. Knee pads for safety, cute little jock strap for support, and nice, easy access. And the collar? Well, I just think that looks cute on you. You worry too much, bro. Just remember the rules we went over and leave the rest to me and the judges. You remember Jenna, right? I thought it would help for you to have a friendly face around, so I asked her to help out. She practically volunteered once I told her you agreed to help out and be the assistant for the week. She just asked if she could have some time with you during the week for payment. If you're up to it, after all the dicking you're going to be getting. You good with that? So cute when you blush. I thought you might be down to clown again with her. Maybe we can organize another fun little foursome with Daphne and Lisa before I take you back home. If you've still got the energy by then. That said, I'll be surprised if you aren't a little worn out by week's end. These Fuda have all been saving up for this special seminar, and they look absolutely ravenous for a big piece of your sweet ass. You remember your safe word and safe signs? Don't hesitate to use them if you need them, all right? I really do think you'll be a natural at this. And the girls have already been told some do's and don'ts, but if you need to tap out for any reason, do it. Okay? Your health and safety comes first, little bro. Oh, and I'm going to be showboating out there, so try not to get freaked out by some of the stuff I say, okay? It's all in good fun, and you know I love you. Okay, you pumped up? Done your warm-ups? Stretched and clean inside and out? Then let's do this. Okay, ladies, let's get things started. You all know why you're here, so let's not beat around the bush. You all want to know how to have good sex with a guy, right? Well, that's no fun. Anyone can have plain old boring sex. Throughout this week, I'm going to teach you girls how to use your brains and your dicks to train a good guy into a great bottom bitch. First and foremost, I'd like to introduce you all to the most important member of this week's seminar, my teaching aid. Isn't he just a total cutie, folks? Give the chicks a little spin. Now, to protect his anonymity, we won't be using his real name. Instead, everyone can feel free to call him Cumdump. It's something of a tradition, and pretty apt, seeing as he's going to be practically living off of everyone's baby batter for the next week. He's already been thoroughly vetted by several students at the school, and I can personally vouch for his ability and enthusiasm. Now, before we begin, let's go around the room and introduce everyone. First up, we have Terry, a mechanical engineering sophomore. She helped rig up some of the equipment we'll be using this week. And before you ask, yes, we will be using the sex swing for practice later this week, after you've got all the basics down. Next is Carmen, a freshman double degree in English Lit and Drama. I know some of you might have heard rumors going around that Carmen here already scored with a handful of the male models from the art program, but obviously that isn't the case. Let's all leave vicious gossip like that out of here, and remember that this is a space of education and support, okay? Moving on, we have Georgia, a new scholarship recipient for sports medicine. Most of what you've done so far is theory, but this is going to be hands-on experience for you, Georgia. And it's always good to have a health practitioner nearby in case someone pulls a hammy gut-fucking our little helper here. Next up is Makoto, a junior doing textiles and design. Makoto helped us out this year by designing and constructing a few of the outfits we'll be putting my teaching assistant in. I'm really looking forward to the catboy one, with the ears and a vibrating tail plug. And lastly is Roxanne, a law major. She tells me she actually got her eye on a guy in her course, but she wants to get in some practice before putting the moves on him and trying to make him her bitch. More power to you, sister. Before we begin, let's remind everyone about the two main ground rules. Number one, at any point, my assistant can use their safe word or safe signs. If any student ignores them, they'll be immediately asked to leave and campus security may be called. Number two, after last year's fiasco, I'm going to remind everyone that kidnapping and gangbanging the cum dump after the day's class is off limits. This here is Jenna, a friend of mine, and she's going to help and make sure everyone follows the rules and behaves with common sense as I teach you some of the basics of guiding, throat fucking, and generally breeding your little bitch boy. Now that that's out of the way, let's get this show on the road. First off, we're going to run through what I call the four fundamentals of breaking in a fuck buddy. Direct, gag, dominate, and flare. We'll be taking a day for each of these concepts to really immerse ourselves in them and use my assistant as effectively as possible. Communication is key for any healthy sexual relationship, and with direct, you'll develop verbal and body language skills to help you direct your partner in how you want them to please you and how you can please them. How to touch, lick, suck, fuck, etc. Let me demonstrate. And listen carefully. Cum dump, get on my knees and pull out my junk. Good bitch. Now, rest my cock on your face and suck my balls gently with your hands behind your back. Listen to my tone and what I said. You gotta be confident and firm when you talk. Give clear, concise instructions. You can't just say, suck my dick, and expect to get exactly what you want. Talk to your partner. Tell them exactly what you want and ask them what they want. If everyone's on the same page, it's easier to develop good trust. And that's the most important key to mind-blowing sex with your bitch. Stop sucking. That's my good boy. See what I did? Don't forget to give positive reinforcement. Rewards and compliments for good behavior is a great motivator, and it helps build that trust even more. Now, I want someone to come up here and give it a try, too. Carmen, you study drama and art, right? How are you with stage fright? Come on, get up here. Don't be shy now. Stand right in front of him and give it a try. Speak clearly. Speak firmly, and just tell him what you want him to do. More confidence now. You're in control. Better, but it's still kind of vague. Are you wearing panties? Okay, then, just try saying, cum dump, crawl under my dress and kiss up one leg and lick my taint as you jerk me off. Well done. See, there he goes. Now, obviously, this is practice, but I think your tone was spot on. Keep working on your wording. With a little more practice and a willing partner, I can definitely see you directing a guy to do this. Or... yeah, sure. Even eat out your asshole while you jerk him off with your feet. Whatever floats your boat, Carmen. How's he feel? See, I told you he knew what he was doing. Girls, the great thing about training yourself a boy toy while developing your communication skills is that he'll be able to hit all your weak spots with a few simple commands. Trust me, It's totally worth it in the long run. Okay, that's enough cum dump. Front and center, by me. You can sit down, Carmen. Don't worry about your hard-on. You'll have plenty more time to practice later today. So, that's just a little taste of one of the most fundamental lessons we're going to learn this week, which we'll get more into later today. But you know, sometimes direction and gentle persuasion just don't cut it, right? Sometimes you just want to take over for your partner. Feed the tip of your dick into their mouth and push it all the way down their tight little throat and skull fuck them until you unload straight into their belly. Tomorrow, in our gag class, I'll teach you some fun and relatively safe techniques for developing your bottom's dick-swallowing skills, as well as some exciting ways to really subdue them and turn them into a cock-worshipping dick sleeve. Here, I'll do another little demonstration. Come dump on your knees, lean your head back, and hold your ankles. Remember, I'm keeping my tone firm but friendly and keeping the directions clear. Now open wide and slowly lick my head while it's in your mouth. You might want to have them start off using some numbing spray and a toothbrush to help them learn to moderate their urge to throw up. Definitely start off when they're on an empty stomach. Again, we'll go into more details tomorrow. But once they got the hang of it, you can move on to stretching their throat out with your dick. Having their head back like this opens up the passage and makes it easier for them to take your cock. Here, watch. Swallow my dick, cum dump. You just position yourself over them like so, put the head into his mouth, and then it's just a matter of dropping yourself down slowly. Fuck yes. And sinking yourself into his tight little throat. Oof. So the reason I chose this position is the view. Can you all see how his throat is bulging out there? And listen to his gags. Just enough to grip and massage my dick, but not hard enough to indicate he's going to throw up. It'll take some time to practice with a less experienced partner, but it's important not to push your cock down too far or too fast. Let them get used to the girth, then feed them a little more. Let them settle, then feed them more, and so on, until... Fuck. Oh, you can hilt yourself balls deep in your fuck puppet's mouth. From here, you can have some optional fun. Squeeze their neck as you throat fuck them to really turn them into a human fleshlight. Flick or pinch their nipples like this. Grope their little boy titties or give them a nice slap with a whip or even your bare hands. Ah, yeah. He really tightened up when I did that. Now, arguably, the hardest part of this exercise is making sure not to accidentally choke them out while you're having fun force-feeding every thick inch of your sweaty girl cock down your bitch boy's throat pussy. Good job, cum slut. Now catch your breath. Pull yourself out and let them catch their breath regularly, or if they're struggling, and using their safe signs. Take your partner to the edge and back safely, and you'll build trust with them steadily. But abuse your power too much and take it too far, and you'll lose them even faster. Terry, I can see you struggling over there. Why don't you get up here and whip it out for some fresh air? Dang, girl. I knew you were a good student, but I didn't know you topped the dick department, too. Seriously, Jenna, I think she could even give Daphne a run for her money. Let me just pull out and... there we go. Pull your pants off and get into position where I was, Terry. It'll give him a chance to catch his breath. Now, girls, remember, the straighter his throat, the easier it'll be to slide on in, especially for a beginner. So don't be afraid to grab a handful of their hair and yank hard to make sure his head is tilted all the way back when you start breaking his throat in. Looks like he's ready now. Just line up your dick with his lips. Ah, yeah, just like that. Now, hold his neck and say the command clearly. Open wide, cum dump. Remember to bend your knees a little more when you drop your hips, Terry. You gotta go more down than forward. Give it a few more tries until you get the hang of it. Drop a little more each time. Gradually stretch his throat out on your dick. By the end of the week, I want everyone's balls knocking on his forehead, okay? Now, this is a slightly more advanced position for developing your partner's deep-throating skills. A position better suited for beginners is just to get your cock sleeve to lie on a better couch and rest their head just off the edge. Different positioning, same basic technique. How's it going, Terry? Good for you. See, girls? She's taking her time, and she's already got more than half of her schmeat packed into his greedy little mouth. Cum dump here is already broken in, though. So keep in mind you'll have to be patient and work your way up with a virgin cocksucker. Terry, pull out of his throat, would ya? Here's an extra fun tip for you girls. When your bitchmaker's nice and sloppy from carving out his gullet, whip it out and slap that meat across his face a few dozen times. It'll give him some time to catch his breath and remind him you're the boss while you're at it. Give him a few good slaps, Terry. Now, I hate to do this to you before you've blown your load, but we need to move on with the course summary if we want to keep to the schedule. So just hold on for a little longer, okay? Moving on, the dominate section will be more of a classic approach to gut-pounding your bitch with a messy little twist. You all really need to effectively subdue your partner when you're turning them out. So we're going to help you develop your manhandling skills by covering my cute assistant in baby oil and letting you girls loose on him. If you can manage to drill and fill either of his greased-up holes effectively while he squirms around, you'll definitely be able to handle most bottom bitch boys. This lesson is really important, so I'm hoping each of you will successfully breed him at least a few times before the day's through. Did you have a question, Georgia? Oh, no. Unfortunately, I don't think we have time for a demonstration of that today. Thanks for volunteering, though. Tell you what, Georgia, I'll put you at the top of the list for Wednesday's class for being such a team player. As satisfyingly primal as simply gut-fucking a greased-up human fuck toy is, though, you gotta have a few cool tricks up your sleeve to keep your bitch on their toes. Every good fooda's gotta have some style and flair. Whether it's being able to ream boy pussy in some weird and interesting positions, or knowing how to use some cool equipment and toys, or even just knowing how to dress up your partner and play around for a little extra spice. Our flair day on Thursday will be a good chance to let you all off the hook and experiment with the gear and clothes we've been provided by the generous Terry and Mikado. Take in the lessons we're going to be doing. Do some extra research if you need. Even play around with the cum dump a little when you have him to work on some of your ideas. Then come Thursday and go nuts. I want to see whatever freaky shit you girls can come up with. Within reason. Remember, I still need him in working condition by the end of the week. Oh, Friday will be kind of like a free study day, and everyone can have some extra time to practice whatever they want with him. You can do one-on-one practice or even some group activities to shake things up. At the end of the day on Friday, I'll take you each aside individually and give you a personalized evaluation of your progress and sign off on your participation. Then, I don't know, we can have a little pizza party and run train on the cum dump to celebrate. Sound good? All right. Now, before we start getting into our first lesson on direction and communication, I'm looking around the room and I'm seeing a bunch of skirts tenting and dicks getting rubbed through the pants. I think we need to clear our heads and balls before moving on. So before we go any further, let's let everyone get up here and get their cocks out. Cum dump here is looking a little hungry, and I think we can all spare him a thick, gooey load of girl cream. That's right. Just make a circle around him and start jerking yourselves off, ladies. Don't be shy. You're all going to be getting naked around each other this week anyway. You too, Jenna. Get that butt over here. Don't worry, you'll still get your alone time with him later. Cum dump, Use those hands and that sweet mouth and help us get off. Work for your big first meal, little bitch boy. That's a good little cum slut. No need to be timid, Roxanne. You can show off your stamina later when you're making him service you, but beat that meat like it owes you money, girl. Yeah, that's it. Get those fat baby makers bouncing. Oh, hey, I've got a fun idea. Cum dump. Keep your mouth wide open and tilt your head all the way back. You're about to live up to your nickname. We'll use this as a chance to start practicing precision cum shots. Everyone try to unload your balls into his mouth as best you can. It'll be good for everyone to practice aiming, so when you climax, you'll, like, avoid accidentally nutting in your partner's eyes or missing altogether and messing up your suede sofa or something. It's no fun. And yeah, that's experience talking. Oh, looks like Terry's ready to pop first. Take a step back and sling that cream, girl. That's it, Terry. Coat that bitch's face. But try to steady your aim a little so you can fill his mouth to the brim. Don't swallow till she's squeezed out every last drop, cum dump. I want that hole of yours filled all the way up before you gulp it down. How you doing, Terry? Good effort. Looks like you got plenty in his mouth. Nah, don't worry about it. He's used to getting glazed. Looks like most of it spilled over anyway. All right, take a step back and take a breather while we finish. You can swallow now, cum dump. And thank Terry for such a nice, sticky treat. Good slut. Wipe your nose and resume the position. Looks like Mikado's about to fill you back up. Same drill, Mikado. Get in front, keep a step back, and then fire away. Ugh, I gotta say, Mikado, Terry might have the biggest tool here, but you come like a fucking fire hose. Now, try aiming your dick down just a bit. Grip yourself a little tighter, just behind the glands. There, see? Much better control, especially for a stream of cum that thick. Try not to cover his nose too much, Kay. You definitely want your bitch breathing in the scent of your ball butter as much as possible. But gooey jizz like that might get stuck and suffocate someone if you're not careful. All done? Cool. Go join Terry and cool off. Don't worry, he can hold his breath for a while now. He's had a lot of training lately. I'll clean his nose when he's done swallowing your load. Although he may have to chew a little to get through spunk that dense. You want a special diet or something? Give me a few pointers later. Go ahead and swallow, cum dump. And you better hurry. Roxanne and Carmen's cock look ready to bust at any second. Side by side, ladies. You're taking your shots together. Don't worry about it. He doesn't need to be able to open his eyes right now to be a good nut guzzler. Try not to block his nose again, though. I only brought so many tissues. Yeah, that's one of the hazards when you double-team a boy toy and happen to come in the same place at the same time. Crossing those fresh semen streams makes one hell of a splatter zone. As long as you both manage to fill up his mouth, that'll be a good start. You'll have plenty of chances to solo him throughout the week. The both of you make quite the team, though. Jackson Pollock, eat your heart out. Drink it down, cum dump. How you doing, Georgia? Almost there? Hey, don't worry about it. Sometimes we all need a little extra to push us over the edge. Here, try straddling him and we can have him suck your balls while you keep jerking off. You hear that, cum dump? Suck Georgia's sack and give her baby makers good spit shine while she pumps up your next creamy snack. This goes for everyone, but performance anxiety isn't anything to be ashamed of. We all get it from time to time, and a lot of factors can add up to it fucking with our heads. Just take a few deep breaths, clear your mind, and let yourself get lost in the moment. You're not here just to learn good ways to break in a bottom bitch. You're also here to have fun and feel good. And at the end of the day, isn't that what dominating and breeding a delicious piece of fuck meat like cum dump here is all about? You got this, Georgia. Come on. That little slut's just begging for you to half drown him in girl cum. That's it. Now you're feeling it. Go with it. Ride that wave and lose yourself in the moment. All right. Now step back and show that bitch who's boss. There you go. Paint that fuck slut white, girl. Accuracy later. Just have fun and cover the rest of him in food to come. Remember, ladies, if you're not having fun, then what the fuck are you even doing this for? Great job, Georgia. Take a breather. Jenna and I'll finish up. Swallow and thank her, cum dump. Good boy. You ready, Jenna? Same. It's a struggle not to just shove my dick down to the base and cream right into his stomach, but there's time enough for that later. Let's show these girls how it's done. Watch us, ladies.
Oh, open up your mouth, little slut. Yes. Oh. 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 Just keep on filling that mouth, and once it starts overflowing there, have some fun and just mark the rest of him.
See how we held our cocks firmly while we came? Adjust as you go. It's gonna jump around while you're nutting, but savor that taste, cum dump. Gargle your meal. Now swallow. What do you say? That's my good boy. Okay, ladies, take 15, and when we come back, we'll get started for real. Start thinking about what you want cum dump here to do to you. We've got another 7 hours, and by the end of it, I want to see him doing shit to you that'd make a porn star blush. I'll clean him up for round one. Hey, just in case, I've taken the liberty of putting together some paperwork for you to look over later, if your brain isn't completely fuck-broken by the end of the week. I think you should fill it out and apply for a transfer here. If you like this, just imagine a never-ending line of thick, meaty girl cock just waiting to fill you up over and over and over. Thanks again for your help, little bro. You're gonna be an amazing cum dump for us.